This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest in the studio, Lisa Massman, who is the owner of Massman Stables out in Mason. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa, it's a pleasure to have you here. I've got to tell you, I've looked at a lot of biographies and a lot of resumes, but yours made my jaw drop. So for the sake of our listeners, can you share with them just a brief history of what you've done in the horse field?
Sure. I am the equestrian coach for Michigan State University for our stock seat team. I have a 50-stall facility in Mason, Michigan, where we have all breeds of horses. We've shown horses for about 45 years, both locally and nationally. I grew up in 4-H here and grew right up in Lansing here.
Okay. And I was reading in your biography that you started when you were age 7. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I actually took my very first lesson when I was 7. At the farm that I now own.
Okay.
Wow.
And what motivated you? You had a great ride. You said, wow, this is cool, so I'm going to buy the farm? I mean, help out with
that. No, actually, we grew up here in the city. I went to Lansing schools. I actually graduated from Everett High School. We did not have much exposure to horses. I was just born with a love of horses, always admired them, and just always had a real drive to learn more about them and connect with them. And so my family was not particularly wealthy, and that was my birthday present, and my Christmas present was to take the riding lesson. And we went to the riding lesson, and the instructor decided that I wasn't the most talented rider he'd ever seen, and that our family really did not have a huge amount of money, so he really wasn't too interested in teaching.
Huh.
But that was okay, because about 30 years to the day, I ended up owning his farm. So,
well, there you go.
Karma works.
Karma does work. And when do you feel you were given the encouragement that kind of made good things happen? Or what was the trick? Or was it just the fact that he would suggest that you couldn't be, that you did?
Well, that might be a little of it as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very determined person, very focused person.
and he didn't see that, huh? He didn't see it coming.
No, probably not. Or okay. If he did, he really didn't care. But I just was very interested in pursuing things with horses and studied very hard and learned everything I could about them. And to this day, I still just adore them. They're just wonderful animals.
We should go back, but let me at least first start by maybe gaining a little enthusiasm or excitement. Tell us what happened just this last May with respect to your coaching.
I am happy to report that our Spartans were national top 10 in the equestrian field in North Carolina. The first weekend in May, they worked very hard. There's 184 intercollegiate teams, and we have a 27-member team that's worked very hard, and they won the regional show. They were reserve at the national semifinals in Ocala, Florida, and then went on and were national top 10 at the national finals. So we were very excited to have the Spartans take home that title.
Well, that's fantastic. You've got, at least in the bio that I'm looking here, it's 110 national championships, probably more now than this
yes.
is printed.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. What does it take to be that exceptional coach? Because there's no way you're going to have that many national championships without some particular secret to success.
The secret to success is to really respect the horse, learn to work with them as a partner, develop that key partnership between the rider and the horse, have the horse happy in his job, and have the rider well educated in their ability to work with the horse. That's key. That's, as I've gotten older, that has become the key factor, is making sure we have a happy horse, a happy rider, teaching them to not expect perfection, which is interesting. When you're going for national titles, you would think that you want to expect perfection. But mm-hmm. in fact, what we do is we just keep working on improving and improving, and oftentimes things go our way.
Yeah, we'll look at what's right in front of you and work with that.
Exactly.
Not worrying
start
about,
with where we are, and we do that with all of our different riders. We have some riders that are much like I was when I first started. We have riders that are in their 70s starting for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then we have other riders that have ridden for quite some time and are quite competitive. But it's really fun and interesting to just start with people where they are and work from there.
Now, Lisa, in the local area, how many individuals do you think you've touched in the way of teaching or connecting with teachers that teach?
That we're literally in the thousands. I have about 40 students who have gone on to become national trainers or instructors. And then most of our students that start with horses end up being interested in that throughout their life. But the best thing is that they often comment how much horses have helped them with their life skills, problem solving, patience, learning to understand uniqueness, just a big variety of life skills that they've learned.
Yeah, I flow with you on that one. You know, anytime we want to place, for instance, a macaw in the right home or even a fish tank in the right home, if someone doesn't actually realize the journey they're on and that it takes patience, it takes understanding, and it's not about you.
No, it's never about you.
Who is it about?
It's never about you.
It's about the horse. Yeah, yeah. And you have to love them.
Yes,
and then
absolutely.
You emote those feelings into that situation, and everything works out well, right?
Yep, exactly. Horses are a wonderful mirror of our own personality and soul. So they're just, they're a fabulous animal because they can connect with the shyest, smallest child and make difference there, and they also can sometimes even crack the hardest criminals in some of the Mustang programs. They use horse therapy with the hardcore criminals because horses, you're not going to bully a horse, that's for sure.
Right.
He weighs 1,000 pounds. He's gonna do what he wants to do. So the trick is to work with him and make him enjoy what you would like to enjoy.
Well, Lisa, it's interesting because one of the topics we've explored on the show is the human-animal bond. And it seems like with horses, that bond could be as tight as with any animal group that's out there. My question to you is, how do you teach human beings who have a hard time understanding other human beings how to so tune in to a horse they can't speak? I mean, I assume that Mr. Ed doesn't exist. Rick and I have debated that fact. But bottom line is, how do you teach people to tune in to that horse in that way to where that bond develops?
That's a very interesting question, and one of my favorites, actually. Because horses are not very verbal in their communication. So they communicate basically through body language and very subtle communication. So, and the one thing that you, if you want to be good with horses, that you have to do is you have to listen to the horse. When we listen, they're not speaking. We're listening to their body language. We're listening to their breathing. They're listening to their muscle patterns. And that takes a lot of listening skill and a lot of time and a lot of practice. But it's absolutely fascinating. And it really teaches people to tune in and listen well and to pay attention. Because one thing with horses, they're almost always 110% honest, even when they're angry. If they're angry and they're going to kick, they will tell you, I'm angry and I'm going to kick. If they are on their game that day and they say, I'm going to give you the world's greatest ride at this national show, you know it. And it's we even get to the point sometimes where we actually communicate with the horse through the way that we breathe and the way that we channel energy through our body. Horses are very perceptive to energy changes in other beings around them, which is why they're a great mirror of how people are reacting. So it's just a lot of really good self-control and learning to listen.
I would say one thing I've noticed when I go up to horses, if there's something that convinces me that there is an energy, it's when you go up to a horse, because you really feel that energy. It's like you get within just a few inches of them, and it's just magnetizing. You know, it really is. Yeah. It's captivating. And I'm not sure if it's just me and my relationship to that energy that's there or what, but it's amazing.
They do send off just a huge amount of energy, and then they receive energy too. So one of the things that I always talk about that helps my riders really do well competitively is I always talk about them being able to channel the horse's energy in his direction. If you can do that, then you are about three quarters of the way to where you need to be. And so the first thing you need to do is be able to read that energy, because the horse will tell you where his energy level is. And then the cool thing about horses, they really look for direction. So once you understand them, they actually appreciate you directing their energy. And they like you to do that if you do it in the right way.
Yeah. One thing I'm thinking about is that even for anyone, you know, you train the most accomplished. But I also notice on this bio that we have a co-instructs the teaching safe horsemanship, and that kind of relates to everybody that's
absolutely
out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe speak to that, because okay, I think I would imagine just when you go back to when you were just a few years old and you wanted to connect and have a fun relationship, I imagine this is one of those obstacles that people meet.
Right. And actually, even though I did a lot of wrong things, encountered a lot of problems, and maybe was not a real quick study when I was younger, in a way, it makes me a much better teacher, because I understand the struggles. I understand that people don't get it. I understand the bare bones basics. I have a lot of friends who are second, third, fourth generation horsemen, and they don't get that when you hand them a halter and it just looks like a big mess of straps. Like, how do we put this on? And it's very hard for them to connect with that. So in the horse show, you know, we talked a lot about competition. All a competition really is a demonstration of your connection with the horse.
Wow.
And so whether you want to do that competitively with other riders, or you choose to just do that in your own backyard and develop that relationship, that's wonderful. So we do teach a course at Michigan State. I teach that with Karen Waite, and that's for the horse management students. And we go through all kinds of things in that course, which, by the way, will be an online course very shortly at My Horse University. We just are finishing up that.
Fantastic.
But it teaches all the safety things that instructors need to know, so that we're hopefully turning out safer, more qualified instructors to start people in the right way so they can get on a good path and have good experiences.
So we have a short moment here. How do people get started in the idea of riding horses, irregardless of age? What would you suggest they go out and how do they meet that world and make something happen positive if they want to get involved with a horse?
Lots of different ways. For our younger folks, the 4-H program is absolutely fabulous. That's how I got started. It's basically a free program, and it's a wonderful program, and you can find out about that through your local county extension. If you're an adult person, there's lots of adult education courses through a lot of the schools. If you are looking for a good place to learn how to ride, a great way is word of mouth through your veterinarians, your local tack shops, things like that. Those people know a lot about who is really
they know the skin.
They know. So there's a lot of advertising, but it's difficult to discern in the advertising who's really your best bet.
Right.
So
you need to have something to back up.
Exactly.
Veterinarians would be fantastic, wouldn't
fabulous,
they?
Fabulous.
A good, especially a good horse vet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Rick, after the break, we're going to bring Lisa back and talk a little bit about some of the different kinds of horses that are out there, as well as the different kinds of things that she teaches, the different kinds of lessons, and just a lot for people to understand who might not have that involvement but want to learn about horses. So that's where we're going to go right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.